Good morning, young man. I'm sorry I wasn't able to give you a proper welcome last night. You see, I was fast asleep up in my room when you arrived. So, pardon me. I didn't mean to be rude or anything. You must have had quite the night. It's okay. We don't have to talk about everything you've been through. I just want you to know that you're safe here. I want you to get comfortable. Don't be shy to ask me for anything, okay? Everything in this house belongs to you too now. And I mean everything. Sit. Do you need me to make you some breakfast? You must be starving. You probably didn't eat anything last night because you arrived so late. What would you like, French toast? Chocolate chip waffles, perhaps? Let me see here. What do I have? Bacon and eggs? Just say the word and I'll make it for you. I hope you don't mind that it's just the two of us today. You know, with my stepdaughter going off to college today, I just don't want you to feel like you're stuck in the house with this old lady all day. So, I just wanted to clear the air a little. I know the two of you have been friends for a while. She's lucky to have such a wonderful man like you in her life. And I know you guys are just friends, but I need you to be careful with her. She's fragile. A sweet, innocent young girl. She may be all grown up and in college now, but her heart is precious. I could never bear the day that it would be broken. And especially not from someone she loves, like you. So I need you to promise me that you'll keep taking care of her. Especially if she ever does meet someone and find a boyfriend. I need you to look after her. You got that? Oh. You have something to tell me? Go ahead, sweetie. What is it? You can tell me anything. I know. I'm just your friend's mom and all that, but you really, really shouldn't be shy to tell me anything. What is it, young man? And this is regarding you and her. Oh, well, that is good news. You and her are a couple now? My, how wonderful. I can't believe that the day finally came. I always knew you two were gonna get together eventually. Goodness, you two are lucky to have each other.
So that must explain the sounds I heard last night.
Oh, no. Nothing. Don't worry about it. I was just talking to myself. Okay. Well, I guess it works both ways. If I want you to be comfortable talking to me, I need to be comfortable talking to you, too. So, I just wanted to clear the air a little bit. You see, last night, I thought that I had heard something coming from her room. It could have been the wind. It was really raining last night, but this sounded a little bit different. I don't mean to be presumptuous or even to accuse you of anything, but did you two make love last night? It's okay. I won't be mad. You're both adults now. You can make decisions for yourself. It's okay. I know this might be a weird question because I'm her mom, but you really don't have to be shy. As the mature one in the house, I just want to know. Did you have sex with her? That's what I thought. And may I ask, where you finished? You know. Where did you release your cum? You weren't wearing a condom. You didn't pull out either, did you? So you mean to tell me you came inside my daughter unprotected? Oh dear, what am I gonna do with you? Don't worry, I'm not mad. It's just, I need you to see this from my perspective. She's a bright, beautiful, brilliant young woman. She's about to graduate. She's just got a lot on her plate right now. The last thing she needs is a distraction. Oh. You know what I mean. I don't want her getting pregnant. She's too young to have a baby. And I know. And you're a guy. How could you possibly resist her tight, sweet body? I know. But I need you to promise me to be more careful and to not come inside her. I know this is a big ask. I know this is quite unusual and a little out of the line for me, but I'm begging you. And I know that pointing out a problem without figuring out a solution is completely useless. So, I have a proposition for you. Whenever you get the urge to come inside her, whenever you get the urge to empty your balls, I want you to come to me, okay? I'm here for you. I want to figure out a way that works for both of us. You see, we have this little dilemma. You need somewhere to release, and I need a man to fill me. I know you love her. You can never even think to go behind your back. That's why I talked to her about this. I did. Do you want to see the text that we had earlier? Here. Here you go. Look. Of course, she was hesitant at first. But then she came around. She loves the both of us, and she knows I would take such good care of you. So, especially while she's gone, I don't want you to be shy, okay? I want you to come to me whenever you feel the urge. that sweet little impulse between your legs. I'm just one door away. And I know I'm not her. I'm not tight and petite and your age, but I'm still a woman. And I have a few years of experience under my belt. I'm sure I could satisfy you. So what do you say? I need an answer to my proposition. I'm giving you a chance here, young man. I'm giving you the chance many men would give anything for. I'm giving you the chance to come inside me, to feel a mature, a woman's pussy pulsating around you while you come deep, deep inside. You're not in trouble, and I won't punish you. I just need an answer. She knows. She's already consented. And I'm standing here in front of you with a sobbing, wet cunt. I must confess, last night when you arrived home, I wasn't really sleeping. I knew that the two of you would stay up a little bit later. And when I heard those sweet, sweet sounds of pounding in the next room, the sound of her sweet little moans as she took you inside her, that did something that a mommy shouldn't be admitting. Do you want to know what I did? I heard her talking about how big your cock is, how deeply you were pounding into her cervix. Her little moans, her little begs, the sound of you pumping in and out, grabbing her waist, using her. Look, I should have been furious. But instead, I was just jealous. And jealous that she landed a man. That she was the one who took your cum inside of her. Oh my god. I was so jealous, but it got me so fucking wet. I started fingering myself. Pressing my ear against the wall. Rubbing my pussy. Pumping my fingers in and out of my hole. Oh, like a needy fucking whore, right? Oh, god, the way I creamed on my fingers. Oh, I don't think I've ever been that wet. I just couldn't get enough. I came over and over again to the sound of you fucking my sweet girl. But that wasn't enough. I fell asleep and I woke up and looked down and my panties were still so fucking soaked knowing what you did to her last night. And now I need to... I'm begging for a taste. I'm sorry if I'm being so forward. It's just been so long since we've had a real man in the house. You understand, don't you? You could say no. You can forget this whole conversation ever happened, or you could enjoy me. Enjoy slipping inside a warm, mature pussy. For the first time. You're blushing. I think I already know the answer to that. You seem really flustered. What's the matter? You look like you're straining down there. It's okay. Did I make you hard, young man? Does knowing what I did last night turn you on? Does it turn you on knowing I was imagining your cock inside me, pounding me, just like you did with her? Yeah. I can see your boner straining in those pants of yours. I'm gonna send myself down on the couch right here. And I'm gonna wait for you to make your decision, okay? I'm gonna help speed things up a little. And spread my legs in front of you. Oh, my panties. Yeah, I took them off. It's okay, you can look. Don't be shy. Look at my pussy. Look, look how it's glistening with my wetness. It's just begging to be filled and fucked by a real man. So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna fuck me? That was such a cute little nod. So come here. Come here. I know you need release again. Especially knowing it was your first time last night. When men lose their virginity, they just can't get enough. So, I'm here. Your girlfriend's mommy is here to take care of you. Look. Yes. Oh, do you see how wet I am? I'm gonna touch my clit. Rubbing it in circles. My juices are flowing out of me. Your mind is telling you to go and turn around. Walk back up to your room. I forgot this ever happened, but your cock is saying otherwise. Your cock is dying to conquer my pussy, isn't it? That's what I thought. Why don't you fuck me like a good boy? Be a good boy and fuck your girlfriend's stepmommy. Yeah, yes, yes, push it, push it, push it out. Huge. I could see what all the fuss was about last night. She was trying to muffle herself. I could see when she was struggling. Oh my god. Look into my eyes. No. Look. Look at me. Good boy. Now fuck me, okay? Just like you did her. Mm-hmm. Show me what you learned. Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh, you're such a stud. Oh, fuck. Oh, how does it feel? How does my warm, short, little pussy feel? Gripping around you. I bet you weren't expecting this. The kind, warm, welcoming. Mom of your best friend. Being a depraved fucking slut. For a real man's cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, there's a good boy. Oh, there's a good boy. What did you expect? Moving into a house full of women? I bet that was in the back of your mind, wasn't it? Knowing you get a first pick of the pussies in this house. Fuck. That's so fucking hot. That's such a naughty boy. Her mommy's here. I'm here to take care of you. Take care of your primal manly instincts, your urges, your needs. Oh, come on, you can do better than that, can't you? So, how does my pussy compare to hers? Equally tight? Yeah, fuck. Why that's so hot? Knowing you're enjoying my pussy just as much as it hurts. How does it make you horny? Knowing that she consented to you fucking her mommy. Oh, she's such a good girl for me. Oh, she is. She is. You know, mommy's home all day, every day. You can do this to me whenever you want. When she's gone, or maybe even when she's here. What does it turn you on? Oh, when you're living with two fucking sluts. Oh, there's something on your mind. What's wrong? Did you just imagine both of us? Fucking the two of us next to each other? That's so fucking hard. I would allow it. I would allow you to take turns with us. I don't mind sharing, and I don't think she minds either. Good boy. You're making me soaking fucking wet. You can really mess me up, you know? I'm not a fragile little flower. Oh, fuck, I like it rough. Yes.
Oh, I look rough. You'll have to be gentle with me. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You give me your cock. Fuck. Oh, shit. You're gonna make me come. You're making me come. Shit. Yes. Now's the time. Release all that fucking frustration onto me. Fucking come in me. Fucking come in me. Yes. Yes. Come in me like you came in her. Give me your come. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm shaking. I'm quivering. Oh, so that. Oh, is what she couldn't keep quiet about. You're such a good boy. That felt good, didn't it? Emptying your balls in somebody who didn't mind being treated like a fucking whore. Yeah. Look at your cum flowing out of me. Fuck, that was a lot. Oh, that was incredible. Oh. We need to tell her the good news when she comes home. We need to tell her that you came while you were balls deep inside me. I'm curious to see how she'll react. Fuck. You're such a good boy for us. You take such good care of the women in this house. We're so lucky to finally have a man in the house again.